The right way to start your day. This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
The dads that are like in their 50s that wear the flat brim hat, it's such a bad look.
Here's one. I borrowed Putty's car, and all the presets on his radio were Christian rock stations.
I like Christian rock. It's very positive. It's not like those real musicians who think they're so cool and hip.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
And mothers have as much, kind of dress like they're 22 years old. So they have as much to blame, even though that doesn't bother me as much.
Oh, wonder why.
Shocking.
Skateboard over the shoulder at 55. Get a life, bro. Come on, what are we doing?
She's not a me. I'm a me.
I'm against all its me's. So self-absorbed and egotistical. It's like those hip musicians with their complicated shoes.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios at The Avenue with Gabe Neitzel and Mark Chamora. Here's Jen Latta.
She wants to ride it, she's trying to hide it. I'm cool as ever, she's too excited. Her man look like he wanna fight. He ain't
doing nothing. Okay, do we dive into the big tease announcement from Ashton and then get back to Packers talk here, Chew?
Yeah.
Or are you disinterested in Ashton playing four corners with his big announcements that he blew his opportunity and now doesn't get to announce whatever he wanted to announce?
We'll give him his due.
Wow, Chewy feeling better to start hour two than he did at the start of hour one.
I'm pretty excited.
No, because I know it's just going to be a nothing burger. Unless he's engaged, which there's a chance.
I'm pretty excited to underdeliver here.
All right, what do you got? What's the big news?
All right, the big news is in 2024, I will be getting on a plane to Italy and going to Italy.
Week.
Boo. This is big news. I'm going to get on a plane for 20 hours total. Come on. That's a huge step.
Well, yeah, like 10 there, 10 back.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not all at once. It's
Why
fine.
Are you going?
Just to go, because I wanted to go.
Where are you going?
You and your girlfriend?
Yeah, me and my girlfriend. We're going there in April.
Where are you going?
We're
going
to go to Rome, Florence, Siena, and Cinque Terre.
To get engaged?
Who knows? Who knows?
Who
knows what's in the cards there?
That's not a no, big guy.
In case she happens to listen to this later, because she occasionally still listens to the show, then who knows?
Really? She still listens to the show?
That's what I've been told.
Despite you not being on it.
Well, maybe she likes you guys.
I will tell you what.
To sway her against it. But.
All right, I want to ask you this, Ashton.
Mm-hmm.
Will she come on the show? Not because I want to grill her about your relationship, but she had a story that you shared. So we are in the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studios are in the Old Avenue Mall in the 3rd Street Market Hall. And if you have not been here, but you've been to the Old Avenue, it's unbelievable how much it's different. Like, we used to work across the street, and I would come over here, go to the, crappy food court that used to exist here just to grab a quick lunch every once in a while. And they had, and apparently other people look at these things fondly. I do not. They had these terrifying bears that played Christmas music, like, right when you walked in. And she had a story about it recently, so if she would want to come on and talk about that, because apparently they might be coming back.
The sources close to the situation indicate that the requests have been made and the questions have been asked about the possibility of the return in the future of Leonard Bearstein, which is the bear's name.
What's the bear's name?
Leonard Bearstein. Yeah.
Is that like a straight up ripoff of the Berenstain Bears?
No, come on, listen. Bearstein, no Berenstain.
The conductor.
And it's after the conductor, Leonard Bernstein.
Yeah, Bernstein.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
now, Captain
yes,
Symphony
yes.
over here knew that. So.
Captain Symphony.
I'm well rounded.
Sergeant Symphony was too easy. But there's potential. I did bring it up to her yesterday. I said, man, I kind of wish they would have asked you to come on the show.
Well, but I mean, again, if we talk about this, I think only way to talk about it is if she comes on the show.
Why, are they creepy?
I think they're creepy. They're horrifying.
Really?
They look a lot like, I don't know if you've seen the advertisements for like the, what is it, Five Nights at Freddy's?
Five Nights at Freddy's, yeah. She watched that. She said it was a bad movie. In case anyone doesn't want to.
My wife also watched that movie. I did not hear any positive reviews for it. But it kind of, I mean, these bears are just kind of creepy. I mean, they're old bears from like the 70s or 80s, very robotic in their movements.
You know the Chuck E. Cheese, Christmas. Animatronics? That's basically what it was, too.
Okay.
But people loved them. So, yeah, there's the update there. So there's a maybe that we can get a fellow reporter on.
I wish I had that 3 minutes left. Wish I had that 3 minutes of my life back.
You got no one to blame but yourself.
Yeah, you wanted this.
All right, what do you got? Gabe, where are we going?
Where have the Packers improved the most?
Where have they improved the most? Well, it's definitely on the offensive side of the ball. I would say the competition of the four receivers, which I love.
Yeah.
I just hope they turn it into a competition.
An actual competition for playing time.
Stop worrying about people's feelings. Play the best players that played the previous week and reward them with starting the ball game. That's really good to do, especially with young guys, you know? But it's all got to be handled delicately by the position coach and the coordinator and say, this is how we're going to move forward. We don't care where you were drafted. We don't care. Gabe, we had a saying when I played. When I played.
Yeah.
This was an Andy Reidism. It wasn't a Charlene-ism, my mother. It was an Andy Reidism. You are only as good as your last game.
Yeah, I'm starting to see why you really, I mean, after hearing phrases like that from your mother for, you know, the first 18 years of your life, I can see why you and Andy got along.
Yes. But shouldn't that be the law? You're only as good as your last game. What'd you do in the last game? Oh, you graded out the highest? Well, you know who's starting at X this week.
Well, so that's my question to you, Chew, is how hard is that to do? I think that's easy for us to sit here and go, oh, just have a competition with the four of them, and then you divvy up the snaps. And I am so much in favor of Dontavian Wicks getting more snaps because he just deserves more snaps. He's been competitive. He's been productive with the snaps he's gotten, and they've been so significantly less than Christian Watson. I would not mind seeing a couple of those snaps from Watson go to Dontavian Wicks. But how hard is that in actuality?
It's
because
very hard.
They play like... Jaden Reed doesn't play the same position as Christian Watson.
Well, they should all be interchangeable. They should be getting to the point where, like, all right, I kind of got what we're doing at Z. Because you have to do that throughout a season. You get banged up.
Yeah.
It's also very good to give a different look where Jaden Reed normally plays Z, always at X. It's makes the offense so much better when they're completely interchangeable. But you're basing... Wicks's performance off of three plays, and you can't do that, Gabe.
Okay.
He might have graded out at 72%, but he had three. I always told you, when I would go in to watch film, this is why when it comes to watching film, another ism, you can never get too high and you never get too low. Because I've had games where I've caught six balls for 88 yards thinking, oh, I had a game. And then I go in and I'm like, I kind of sucked. So you cannot base it just on those three plays.
Sure. But you based on those three plays, he probably deserves to play more.
Sure. Explosive.
Yeah.
But that's why you got to look at the whole film, and there might be more behind it. He may have had seven minuses, which, you know, knock his number down.
I mean, there was one route where, I mean, on the game broadcast, Mark Sanchez kind of hypothesized that maybe because something looked off and he's like, oh, I think maybe that Dontavian Wicks ran the wrong route here.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm not saying he's perfect by any stretch of the imagination, but, and, you know, not to say that Christian Watson doesn't have value. Again, this isn't a, hey, you got to bench Christian Watson, put him on the inactive. That's not what this is. I'm just saying, like, if Christian Watson's getting the most snaps because he did this last game, maybe a handful of those can go towards Dontavian Wicks.
What they all have to do is learn from one another. Okay? Because I would say right now, I would say Reed might be your best route runner followed by Wicks, and I'm not sure about Dobbs because all he does is catch touchdowns. Robert Brooks, who was one of the best route runners I've ever saw when I played, made Antonio Freeman better. Okay? Keith Jackson, better route runner than I was, I learned from Keith Jackson. So this is the good thing about competition within a position group that will make these players better. And I love it. I mean, you got four guys that can play, right? All four can play.
Yeah.
So they got to make one another better.
And this is where it just becomes so interesting because when you think about football competition, you think of you versus the other team.
Yes.
But the tricky part is always having that healthy competition within a team where you still have and support each other, because you need that within the wide receiver room so you don't have a Jackie Harris situation.
Sure.
For those who don't know, Jackie Harris, former Packers tight end, who once told Chewy the wrong route to run during practice.
Yeah, on purpose.
Yeah, it wasn't
a solid move.
Wasn't an accident.
I took it, though. I took it like a man. But you can see, Gabe, they're certainly doing something between Walker and Yash.
Yeah, but that's just weird the way they're doing that. Like, to actually do it during the game, that's very strange. Isn't it?
I don't know. They're probably trying to, A, establish which one's better, and B, which one's going to be their guy moving forward next year.
Well, because there are only certain position groups that typically play every snap, Chew.
Yes.
Quarterback, defensive back, an offensive line, unless there's an injury, like the offensive line, because they want the continuity and all five guys working together and that whole thing, they all typically play 100%. So it just, it's
But the left tackle's different, Gabe. He's kind of, I know there's five linemen,
yeah,
but he's kind of his own little deal.
Okay.
You know, he's a little bit, I would say 30% own little deal. He's like Chris Jackie, the old kicker that yeah. would go into the Hudson Center and
sure.
build a fort. You know, and then sleep in the fort. He'd make the fort out of the defensive bags.
Yep.
And it was a cool fort, but he was on his own program.
Do you think you could have fit in the fort?
Has a little bit of that. What?
Do you think you could have fit in the fort? Or are you too big?
It was a cool fort. It was a cool fort. And no one ever said anything. As long as you make kicks, do you really care what a kicker does?
No.
Do you care if he's sitting there and watching practice?
Not even a little bit.
No, so they kind of let him do what he... That's kind of the same thing with the left tackle.
Okay.
If you watch when the left tackle comes off the field, he's always the last one running off. He's kind of... He'll always sit at the end of the bench by himself. That's how they're conditioned.
So it's a little more lonely than the rest of the offensive line.
They're kind of on their own program.
Okay. Yeah,
because left tackles... all right. We'll go all the way back and see if you remember. Ken Rutgers?
Yep.
You know, a little weird.
Yeah, little I mean, weird. He retired in the middle of a season.
No, he retired during training camp and got a ring, which still
oh, yeah, that's true.
Frankie yep. Winters very upset. Ross Verba?
Yeah.
Weird?
I mean, I don't think he was a normal guy.
No, he weird.
Yeah.
What's up, dog? A little weird. Go out by himself? Me, Frankie, and Brett would see him in, like, Ishtabula. And, like, what are you doing here, Bruce? And then this brings you to Bakhtiari. Weird?
A little yeah. bit, maybe.
Weird?
Sure. But, like, couldn't you say the same thing about you and
no.
Brett and Frankie?
No. No. A, left tackles most times are loners.
Okay.
And instigators.
Okay.
And, no, I would consider myself fairly normal.
So you think it was normal to play over the top in the hotel after playing a full NFL game?
Yeah, but I wasn't alone. If I was doing it by myself, then yes, there's
okay.
a problem.
Sure.
But when other guys see it as normal, am I right, Ashton?
No.
No, I'm just saying, no? I'm saying all three of you are weird. But that's part of what made you guys charming, I think, to the Packers fan base.
Yes. No,
because you're not normal if you're dressing up as the three Packerinos for a Fox promo.
Cash is king.
You guys got paid for that?
What do you think, we're doing stuff for free? What are you, crazy?
Look to your right, Gabe.
How long have you worked at this station?
Well, yeah, but I mean, this was 25 years ago, pal.
Yeah, leopards don't change their spots.
Okay. I didn't know Fox paid you for that.
Captain Boss could tell you that, right?
Nope.
Ashton, all right, let me ask, and I want you to answer this truthfully.
I've never lied to you a day in my life.
Can I say the B word in this context? Do you know where I'm going?
Gabe, my inclination says no.
Of the three of us, maybe four of us, can I say who?
No.
I can't say it there?
Well, that's...
Who complains the most?
Okay, you want to ask who bitches the most?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Who does? And be truthful.
I don't want to answer that question.
it ain't me. It ain't me. It ain't me. It ain't me. Is that person here right now?
I'm not answering these questions.
Oh, he just said Jin's a...
No, that's not what I'm saying.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Jin.
This is...
Well, he's, what, thousands of miles away from me? He can't hurt me right now.
Gabe.
What?
Can we agree if it was me, he would have said it?
100%.
Had no problem saying it.
100%.
It's you.
You just made my day.
It's you.
100%.
No, it's not. Because
yes,
you would have said it right away.
Yeah.
No, I just don't want you to yell at me and be mean.
I would have never guessed. I would have never guessed. Holy cow.
I'm going to go home. I'm going to go upstairs. Upstairs is my
safe
place.
Aren't you so glad you're back for today?
It's my happy space.
Aren't you so glad? And I think, man, there's a good chance maybe you're in here tomorrow, too. And then you have to deal with the wrath of the person you just dimed out.
I'm not. I don't. It's not
her,
though.
What does she do?
Wait, it's me? Well, no, here's the thing. If it was me or if it was Chewy, you would have just said it right away.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about that. I think you guys are overestimating my ability to tell the truth.
Look at, hey... Gabe,
yeah,
he just turned a shade of red that I've never seen before in my life.
So most of his face is buried behind of a monitor from my angle right now,
yes.
But his forehead's getting red.
I guarantee he takes red. Tomorrow off. Gabe, he's taking tomorrow off.
I wish I could take tomorrow off.
Oh, boy.
Who complains the most?
I'll tell you what, Ashton, if you do take tomorrow off, make sure you stop by your local grocery store, pick up some Palermo's, because that's going to make lunch better. That's going to make your day better. Palermo's, Wisconsin's hometown pizza. Look, they've been doing this for over 55 years, which is why you know you can trust them, which is why when they have so many different brands, you know they're going to be good because they're one of the best in the business when it comes to frozen pizza. We're talking Palermo's, Connie's, Urban Pie, Screamin' Sicilia, Neighborhood Pizzeria, and from the hit Netflix series Stranger Things, Surfer Boy Pizza. So keep an eye for that Palermo's pizza in the freezer section at your local grocery store. Palermo's, it's Wisconsin's hometown pizza.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
excuse me. Hold on. Getting choked up over it. So, hold on. Give me a moment.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Before we get to power rankings, do want to let people know, because I don't know if you've seen this, Chew, but the man who gashed Joe Barry's defense for 200-plus rushing yards...
I saw.
...has been fired.
Yes.
Matt Canada out. Former Badgers offensive coordinator Matt Canada out as the offensive coordinator in Pittsburgh.
How about former everyone's offensive coordinator is out?
Yeah, he's kind of been everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. Did he get another job or no? Not as OC.
No, he'll probably get another job. Just that's the way these things tend to work.
Yep.
Let's go ahead and dive into power rankings.
It's Chewy's favorite segment of the week.
Hey, big guy, you catch the game?
It's power rankings time on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
Did you catch the game last night?
Can I say yes to you?
What will the big guy have in store for us today?
See the game last night?
Which game?
Any of them.
Power rankings are brought to you by Salvation Army. Every day, the Salvation Army provides shelter, meals, and support to those in need. Your donations make a difference. Visit samilwaukee.org to help today.
All righty, Ashton, are you playing today?
Sure.
Do you watch sports now that you're in this new big role? Or?
Nah, not really. I don't have to.
Oh, good.
Sports are for losers.
All right, let's start where we always do. The Pack were at 27 last week. After the big win, they wound up where?
You said they were 27 last week?
Correct.
24.
22.
24. Gabe is correct. Okay, nice jump. Nice jump. All right, let's start it off. Give me number 10.
I couldn't really find a team that I super liked in this spot, so I will go with a team that's won their last three. I said the Houston Texans.
I like that. I'm going to say Cleveland.
A.O. Brian D's Buffalo.
Yeah, that was the one.
10.
I thought it was a possibility.
I don't like this team at all. Their window is clearly closing. But what does it mean that Cincinnati probably won't make the playoffs? Does this do anything for you with Buffalo?
It certainly opens up their door. You know, when one of the teams that everybody's expecting to be good is now going to be without their starting quarterback for the rest of the year, I would think that opens the door for Buffalo to be a wild card team.
But a meh team. Don't expect much.
Yeah.
Okay. Nine.
This is where I had Cleveland.
I go Houston at nine.
The Jacksonville Jaguars are nine. Were they off this past week?
I believe they had a bye. I like Jacksonville a little bit more than I like Cleveland.
Because of Deshaun?
Deshaun wasn't playing that well anyway. I mean, that defense is really good, but ultimately to advance in the postseason, like, you've got to have an offense that can score some points. And I just don't trust that offense.
I think Jacksonville could make some noise. Could they?
That's what I'm saying.
No, but I mean, could they reach the AFC Championship game? I would say yes. Based upon Cincinnati.
Yes, I would say Jacksonville can. I doubt Cleveland would.
Yeah, I'm with you. Eight.
So Cleveland's got to be here.
You know what? I'm going to stick with Houston, actually. I think Cleveland's higher than this.
Gabe's on the board. Cleveland Browns are eight. Kind of a very boring game.
Yeah, I mean, they got Matt Canada fired.
Matt Canada is fired. But I'm with you, Gabe. Who do you like better, Cleveland or Buffalo?
That's a great
question. I'm going to say Buffalo just based upon the quarterback.
Yeah, based on Josh Allen. I mean, I understand he's been turning the ball over a bunch, but I don't know. If he gets hot in the postseason, we've seen quarterbacks get hot in the postseason before, so I would lean towards Buffalo. Yeah, you got to lean quarterback. Anytime you don't know between two teams, I think you just got to lean the quarterback.
Seven.
Mike McCarthy's Dallas Cowboys.
Houston.
The Miami Dolphins are seven.
Really?
Have you cooled on the Dolphins?
I don't think I've cooled on them. I think they're a good team, but they still have to prove it. They've hung with some of the better teams, but anytime they've played a playoff caliber team or a good playoff caliber team, they haven't won.
Are they all kind of the same team, though? Miami, Cleveland, and Buffalo? Maybe a quarter click between
Not much between them all. I mean, some people argue, you know, the fans of Miami will argue the Dolphins are better than Buffalo and all that, but Buffalo stomped you out earlier this season.
Yeah, they've really beaten nobody. Six.
So six has got to be Dallas.
Ashy.
Houston.
Would you just
I'm going to keep guessing.
Terrible.
They're not.
They're 7-3. I don't know if that's true or not.
They're 6-4.
Gabe.
Yeah.
We should have a rule.
Yep.
If Ashy is here, we should have someone call in.
Okay.
Caller number eight is going to be the second.
That's great, because I used to never play this game in the past, so.
Yeah, and you know what it shows.
Well, yeah, I'm
did
self-aware.
I tell you who six was?
You said six was, so six is Dallas.
Dallas, you are correct. I'm not even keeping score anymore. This thing is so over.
Yeah.
Dallas. Now, that's a team that's playing pretty well right now.
Yeah, but I mean, I can't trust them. Like, they're going to be a wild card team. They're not going to chase down Philly, right? I think we all agree there.
Gabe. Yep. They had a chance to beat Philly in Philly, and they didn't get it done. You're saying if they go back there and play. I think there's a chance.
Okay, so
I'm not out on the Cowboys.
So their last two games, Giants-Panthers, blew both those teams out, as they should.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
So now on Thanksgiving, they're playing the Commanders.
Yeah.
Then they have the Seahawks, and then they've got an interesting stretch of their schedule where we are going to find out a lot about this team. They have the Eagles on Sunday Night Football on the 10th. Then they're at the Bills. Then they're at the Dolphins on Christmas Eve.
Okay.
And then they're home against the Lions on the 30th. So they'll play a Saturday game on ABC in primetime against the Lions.
How far do you think McCarthy has to go in order to keep his job? NFC Championship game?
If they end up playing the Eagles and it's a tight contested game and they lose on a last-second field goal, I think he can keep his job in the divisional round. But he has to win a playoff game and then still look pretty decent in the divisional round.
Okay. All right, five.
Casey.
See, why wouldn't you go Houston here, idiot?
Well, you already.
Yeah, I think. Okay, so is Baltimore ranked ahead of Kansas City? Was last night's loss enough to make Baltimore the top AFC team? I am going to say Kansas City.
Ashy?
I said Kansas City. It was the first thing I said.
All right, Baltimore. Have you gotten one right today?
No.
Baltimore. No. I'm out on Baltimore.
What?
Who blew them out 2 weeks ago?
They get blown out. The Browns came. The Browns came back.
That's right. The Browns
and won. But yes. I mean, that was a tightly contested game. It's not like they looked bad. They just blew a 2-touchdown lead.
But Gabe, losing Mark Andrews, that's huge.
Yes, I would agree with that. Losing that's Mark huge. Andrews is huge. Although their receivers have stepped up for them. But right now, Baltimore might be the best team in the AFC.
You think so? All right.
I mean, Kansas City in the second half, their receivers stink. They're bad.
Yeah, they are. All right, TBD. Four.
Kansas City.
Kansas City.
No, excuse me. If Baltimore, you said Baltimore's five, so this is going to be Kansas City.
The person who really doesn't matter, just say something.
Yeah, he said Kansas City.
Oh, he did. Okay. Yeah. Detroit Lions.
Is he just not listening when I talk?
Really? Detroit's four?
Detroit is four. Gabe, I've said it to you week in and week out. Can they get to the NFC Championship game?
I still say no.
I still say you're wrong.
Well, because they're going to have to beat San Francisco or Philly.
Which they can do.
On the road.
Which they can do.
Well, I guess.
Kansas City earlier in the year.
True, I should say it's not necessarily on the road because right now Detroit does have a better record than San Francisco, so maybe that game is at Ford Field. But do we think that I
don't know. I just like them from that sleeper standpoint.
I like them too, and maybe they pull off the shocker, but it looks like San Francisco got their mojo back, and that's just bad news for Detroit.
Three.
So I guess this has got to be Kansas City. How is Detroit not ahead of Kansas City? Which is not a sentence I thought I'd ever say.
Bashy.
Kansas City.
Hey, you're on the board. Kansas City Chiefs are three. Is their offense so meh because the receivers are meh?
Yeah. So if Travis Kelce, yes, they should have won the game. If Travis Kelce doesn't have a big game, that offense struggles.
Yeah.
And like, he was just watching Patrick Mahomes drop dimes all over the place and just have his receivers drop them all.
Yeah.
It's just tough to watch.
Son of a buck. Two.
San Fran.
And one.
Houston.
Philadelphia.
Ashley, you got one. You're off the schneid. How about gaps, Gabe?
Wait, where's Houston?
We don't care.
Probably like 11 or 12.
Gabe?
Yep.
Stop me when there's a gap.
Okay.
Philly, San Fran,
gap.
Kansas City. No.
A small gap there.
Why? They just had an off night. No.
The Kansas City thing is a real issue, and because I follow plenty of our ESPN Cleveland teammates, they've pointed out this morning that Cleveland has scored more points than Kansas City so far this year. Now, the thing they haven't pointed out is that Kansas City has given up less points than Cleveland at this point, so that Kansas City defense is going to be criminally underrated for most of the season, and Chris Jones is a problem. He is going to destroy the Packers single-handedly, it seems, but I think there's just a small... I'm not saying it's a big gap. It's a half a click.
Has nothing to do with the receivers. Has everything to do with Taylor Swift.
Okay, get out of
here. So I'm saying no gap.
What, because she wasn't there last night?
Yep.
I mean, and MVS can't
Kansas
catch,
City, but I think the gap goes all the way to Detroit.
No, Detroit is not on the same level as Philly or San Francisco. They're just not.
See, now you're reverting back to being a toad. If you take them out of the north and put them in, let's say, the south, you're like, oh, okay.
No, Detroit, they're just, they're
all right,
just not.
I'll listen to you. Okay.
They're not. They're just not as good.
Tell me when the next gap is. Kansas City, Detroit, Baltimore, Dallas, Miami, Cleveland.
There's the gap.
So after Miami?
Yeah.
And then you got Cleveland, Jacksonville, Buffalo.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
All right, there you have it. Good stuff. Way to go, Ashton.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah.
Oh, wow. He's clapping for you.
Good job.
What happened to my button, Shashi? Where's my clap?
Well, we want him to come back tomorrow, Gabe, because he's got to explain this ranking within the group on who the biggest...
Who the person is that complains the most?
Yeah. Chewy, put it this way. If you're asking the question, you know my answer.
No, that ship's already sailed, son.
How can you just not accept it? It's my thought.
Because if it was me, right out of the gate, you would have said you are...
I disagree. I don't think that's true.
Well, put it on a poll. Let the people talk.
Absolutely not.
Well, I mean, do you trust the people? 51% of them said I'm a fun guy, Chew. So I don't know if you...
Hey, I think you should take that all the way to the bank.
Oh, I absolutely am.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And best dressed.
I don't think we need to pull that one. I think that's just that's just fact at this point. You've probably heard about employee stock ownership plans before, but what separates Fifth Third Bank from others when it comes to these plans? Fifth Third offers unmatched expertise and flexibility when creating ESOP solutions, from full and partial sales, second stage transactions, repurchase obligation financing, and seller note refinancing. ESOPs can deliver tax advantages, increased liquidity, employee incentives, and overall diversification of net worth to help your company plan for the future. Fifth Third Bank, National Association, custom solutions built around your goals. Member FDIC.
This is Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
His eyeball.
Wait.
Where do I get him?
I just assumed. When I said wait, did you just think it was just a suggestion?
Yeah, pretty much. Typically.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Chew, how much of the Monday Night Football game did you watch last night?
None.
So you didn't see the play that Jalen Carter tried to make at the end of the first half?
I thought that was great. I saw the replay of it.
Okay. So I am now obsessed with that. I want somebody to pull that off. And for those who don't know what we're talking about, at the end of the first half last night, Chiefs are driving. They're out of timeouts at the end of the first half in field goal range. So naturally, Patrick Mahomes gets up to the line and he spikes the football. But Jalen Carter, a defensive lineman for the Eagles, dives between the center's legs to try to intercept the pass. And now that's all I want to see. Like, if anybody actually ever pulls that off, Chewy, it's going to be the greatest play in NFL history. And I want to see it happen. Like, I just desperately want to see someone pick off just somebody trying to spike it.
It's never going to happen because I'm sure every quarterback coach now will, before practice starts, bring the center and quarterback off to the side and say, this is how we now spike the ball. Take the snap, one step back, and spike it behind you. So
that takes off,
your window. But, it's never going
to
happen.
I think somebody's going to, because teams just try to do it as quickly as possible, Chew. Sometimes you don't have the opportunity to turn around and spike. Sometimes you don't have that kind of time. You just got to spike it as quickly as possible.
Gabe, watch the games this weekend, okay? Matter of fact, watch them on Thanksgiving. If that play arises, how they have now changed the way they're going to spike the ball. And if they haven't, then they're idiots.
Somebody has to do it. Somebody has to do it, Chew. I want it to happen.
So is this the equivalent to you of the old Marino, hey, I'm spiking the ball, fake spike, touchdown?
Yeah, fake spike, touchdown was cool.
Okay.
Like, because we have been watching, and as you know, especially you, like, not to point out the age difference, but like, we've been watching football for so long, and you've been a part of so many football games.
Yeah.
That, I mean, still cool things happen, but chances are you've seen something relatively similar to it. There aren't very many things left on an NFL field that would be, oh, I've never seen that before, right? And if you pick off a spike attempt,
yeah,
nobody's ever seen that before. It's one of the few things left that nobody's ever seen in a football game.
There's stuff that'll always happen because I'm, you know, my brain works very quickly. When are we going to see, Gabe, a contested ball, kind of a jump ball, long ball, and the offensive receiver taps it to another receiver instead of trying to go up and catch it? That'd be cool.
Yeah, but we've
like
seen that.
Like a no-look pass?
But we've kind of seen that with...
Not intentionally.
Maybe
you're saying...
Yeah, because we saw that because...
The Hail Mary?
Yeah, because Richard Sherman had the interception in an NFC Championship game a couple of years ago. He back-tapped it knowing that Bobby Wagner was behind him.
Oh, he did? Okay.
Yeah, so we've kind of seen that. And yeah, in like the Hail Mary situation, you have... I can't remember what game that was that I was watching where... I mean, somebody caught it, but the ball wasn't far enough in the end zone, and it was kind of tapped back, and he caught it, but then he was tackled at the 5, and that ended the game.
Yeah. The jump balls are fun to be a part of, though.
Oh, I'm sure. Like I'm saying.
The Hail Mary at the end of the game?
Yeah.
So hard to do, though.
Cool stuff is still going to happen, but most of the cool stuff you've kind of seen some sort of version of.
But the unwritten rule there for defenders is when it comes to that, what's the quickest thing that will bring your hands down very quickly when it comes to a jump ball in the end zone?
Shots to the ribs.
Go a little south of that.
Oh, shots to the groin.
Is that going to bring your hands down very quickly?
Yeah, but as quick as you can think.
Some teams use that technique. And that's the only reason I hated going up for a jump ball.
Wait, like they get behind you and do the old Ric Flair and just like throw the whole arm like
front.
Behind you?
No, there's DBs that are taught to be in
front.
Are we
talking about just like a little
behind?
Are we just talking a little back, you know, like so the DB's in front of you and they just kind of give you a little back of the hand to that area?
Kind of a Bruce Wilkinson, you know, in the Super Bowl where a big scrum fell. It's kind of like an oh whammy.
And they just get you in the yam bag.
Yeah, they try to sell it. Yeah. Oh, it's nasty. Like, I had a guy this weekend go, what happens in the bottom of those scrums when there's a fumble?
A lot of touching.
A lot of pinching.
Are they trying to, is the hope that by grabbing the bag, you're going to drop the ball?
Yes, correct. But they also... see, now is the rule you can't dive in there anymore?
No, you can't.
The refs control it pretty quickly.
You can't pull bodies off the pile.
Okay, because they do try to pull arms apart. I've been a part of that. I took an onside kick in Tampa Bay, and I had two guys pulling at each arm.
Yeah.
So that's when you got to – you know how you fat someone?
Yeah.
You know what fatting is? Ashton, you know what fatting is?
Nope.
I tried to fat you one time.
Well, you're mean to me, but...
When you try to put all your weight on a person...
Yeah.
So you got to do that with the ball when they're ripping. You just got to kind of, like, be fatter than you normally are.
What's funny to me is...
Are you a pufferfish?
Yeah.
What's funny to me is the NFL players will talk about how being an NFL player is a brotherhood. And, you know, you respect other guys that played. And, you know, you got to take, you know, so every once in a while, you know, like Chewy. Chewy said he wouldn't cut... What, two gaps away?
Yeah, that's yeah.
That's considered dirty, you know, like because you got to protect, you know, you got to protect the brotherhood. However,
you're not supposed to cut a DB down the field. That's kind of dirty.
Yeah, but it's not illegal, right?
It's not illegal, no.
But you get in the pile and brotherhood.
Yeah,
I'm grabbing whatever I can grab to get the football. Like that's just the funny part to me.
It is, but it's the equivalent of a wedgie. No one likes a wedgie unless you're given the wedgie, right? If you're taking the wedgie, you don't like it. But if you got two guys on either side of the underwear,
ooh,
that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you rip the underwear a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what it is. That's how we treat it.
How many wedgies you given your day, Chew, as a bully in high school?
It's more of my brothers because my eldest brother was such a wuss.
So give or take double digits?
Ah, probably.
Did you, because your family is large and you like to say you're the middle of six.
Yeah.
Did you give more wedgies or get more wedgies in the Chamorro house?
Yeah.
Great follow-up.
No, I gave more.
Okay.
Because my two other brothers were runts of the litter. I mean, they were 6'2". That's considered runts.
The runt of the Chamorro family, 6'2". Probably like 215.
I mean, my sister's 6'1", and she could beat up my oldest brother, and she's like 8 years younger. I mean, anytime you go to the mom, they're teasing me.
Your poor mother.
Yeah, I know.
Having to give birth to six giant children and then have to feed them all for 18 years. It's tough.
Yeah.
It's a tough draw she had. What's not a tough draw, heading over to X-Golf. It's the place to work on your game this offseason. Convenient locations. We're talking Brookfield, MacFun. You can even hit up the location inside AmFam Field. And look, right now is the perfect time to be heading out to X-Golf, American Family Field, or at Brookfield or MacFun, because you should be getting gift cards. If you've got that golf nut in your family, you just don't know what to get them, gift cards, especially to X-Golf, because they can be used on anything at X-Golf. It can be used on sim time. Maybe you want to go just to X-Golf and hang out, watch the games, whether it's the rivalry games this weekend on Saturday in college football, all the great slate of games in pro football coming up for the rest of the season as well. X-Golf, a great place to go and hang out because the great food that they have on their menu and the full bar. It's a great place to hang out and watch a game this winter. Book your tee time today and check them out at xgolfbrookfield.com or xgolfmech1.com.
You're listening to Jen, Gabe, and Chewy.
What do we do? Where do we go from here?
We've talked about insulation. We've talked about fantasy camp. And now we've talked about Burning Man. We've hit for the cycle in the first 5 minutes of the show.
On 94.5 ESPN.
Wrapping things up on a Tuesday. We're only going to have shows through Wednesday this week, but we will have Green Bay game day before the Packers-Lions on Thursday, Green Bay game night with myself and Mark Tauscher as well. A little bit abbreviated version, just a two-hour post-game show coming up on Thursday. Just some programming notes there. But we played a clip earlier today. Tom Brady kind of talking about how the game is mediocre today, and it got Chewy all fired up. So we figured we'd ask, is the NFL mediocre in comparison to the 90s and 2000s? Two-thirds of people are saying yes, Tom Brady and Chew are right, although we did get a write-in vote saying actually the 60s were better, too.
The 60s? I missed that. Was that a joke?
No, somebody said that the 60s were better. I don't know.
In football?
Yeah.
Nah, because they didn't throw the ball as much.
Yeah, I understand. I've seen the highlights.
Yeah. No, that's kind of painful.
Who instigates Chewy the most? The options are Jen, myself, Joshy, or Ashy. Ashy running away with it. 40% of the votes going to Ashton.
Yeah, I feel good about that.
It's a tight race for second. Joshy right now, 25.3. Jen with 22.1. I am last, 13.7.
Not going to lie, I feel like when we look at this poll tomorrow morning, it's going to be even more heavily in my favor.
You think so?
I hope so. I'm rooting for that.
Is Gabe the resident nice guy? I think he is.
Allegedly.
No, I think he is.
He wants to be, for sure.
I mean, I've agitated you once or twice.
Yeah. Not really. You apologize after the show.
Yeah.
I'm not sorry. I'm funny.
Although we did get one tweet in here from Area Man saying, who instigates Chewy the most? The write-in vote was for math.
That was good.
So that's a hardcore listener. That's a dedicated listener there with math being a deep cut. And which side of the ball has improved the most for the Packers over the last 3 weeks? Runaway, it's the offense. Not even close. Over 92% of people saying the offense.
So, Ashy, you filling in, you actually brought zero value today. You did not make my Thanksgiving any better.
You didn't even allow me to.
Your story was terrible.
It wasn't a story.
You're
it was a fact.
Absolutely awful at, what do we call it?
Producing.
No.
Life? Executive producing.
What's it called, Gabe?
Life.
The thing. 820. What's it called?
Oh, Power Rankings.
It's
power
your
rankings.
Damn segment.
Hey, look, he's in Florida. He doesn't have all the regular stuff that he's typically taking. I don't know if he's got the magic mushrooms or the Joe Rogan stuff that doesn't work. Not quite sure what's down there, but you got to give the guy a break.
Well, here's the thing, Chew. Here's what I'll say. I am back in tomorrow morning. And so the reason I'm telling you this now is that you can get all your other questions that you have that you want to ask me. You can ask them again tomorrow. You can have more questions if you want more information on my life, my personal life. Maybe I'll share some information. Maybe you got some things
well,
you want to know.
You know what? My son Dyson gave me more help than you. He said, Dad, don't worry about Thanksgiving dinner. Just get another bottle of Bullet Whiskey for the old fashions.
Bullet Whiskey is good whiskey.
At least he's bringing value.
Well, you know, what he should really get is Perky's old fashioned, but that's just me.
You know what are great? Old fashions.
You are the worst.
I hate you.
I've done
I hate
a 180.
You with all of my soul.
Is that a 180 or 360?
That's a 180.
That's
360 gets you back to where you were. So
don't worry, he'll get there. He'll get to 360 in about 2 weeks. He'll be like, I've had too many of these. They're not good.
Gabe, what is that, though? That's math, and it agitates me.
It does. More or less than Ashton. I guess we'll have to find out tomorrow.
I'm going
to
bring my A game tomorrow, Chew. You're going to be so mad at
what
me.
What does your A game look like?
Oh, we're going to find out.
Good. I'm going to get a Works pizza.
All right. Chewy will not be with us tomorrow then. But Will the Italian, they're coming up next. ESPN Milwaukee.